Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. Are you tired of struggling day after day to reach your financial goals with no success? Do you want to know how to use God's Word as a roadmap to reach your financial destiny? Then this is the show for you. Your host is none other than Sherry Gray, one of America's leading financial coaches. As a host and financial coach, Sherry has helped thousands of individuals and families nationwide, taking them from where they are to where they need to be financially. For the next hour, you will be armed with the knowledge to achieve victory in your finances. You will hear firsthand how Sherry uses biblical principles to teach you how to budget, eliminate debt, and save for your future. And Sherry does it all with a mom's touch, not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And now, here's your host, the Money Mom, Sherry Gray.
Well, Money Mom Show, this is your host, Sherry Gray. Thank you all for joining me again. I am so excited to be hosting the show this week. It is called How to Build a Home Business on a Budget. And so many of us, especially in this economy, that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of people are looking to do is to build a home business for several different reasons, to be supplement to their full-time income, if they're transitioning from one career to the next, whatever it is. I'm glad you're here tonight and you're joining us because this show is going to be so informative for you. And the scripture for the show is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. And it says, even while we were with you, we gave you this command. Those unwilling to work will not get to eat. So it's all about work. It's all about starting a business this hour. And I'm excited to have with me as my special guest, Teresa Sinicola. And I hope I said her name right. I hope that was right. But let me just tell you a little bit about Teresa. Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Teresa is known as the Christian Mompreneur, a mentor to moms who are running a business that supports faith and family. As the president and founder of the International Christian Mompreneur Network, she empowers entrepreneurial moms to build profitable businesses with wisdom and grace. Her programs, masterminds, and retreats help Christian business owners who are starting a business, working from home, or growing an existing business. Teresa has successfully run a home-based business as a freelance writer and marketing consultant for the past 18 years. She considers herself blessed to make a living doing what she loves and empowering other moms to create businesses that support their values of faith and family. Clients and colleagues call Teresa motivational, inspirational, and genuine. They appreciate the clarity, creativity, and accountability she contributes to their business success and personal growth. Teresa works from her home business office in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where she enjoys spending time with her husband, Chris, and their three children. She is a regular contributor to Christian blogs and magazines, including Catholic Mom, Proverbs 31 Woman, the National Association of Christian Women Entrepreneurs, and Crosswalk. Teresa is an active volunteer with the Girl Scout Council of Colonial Coast, St. John the Apostle Church, and Girls on the Run Southampton Roads. When she's not working or driving kids around town, she can be found running, biking, writing in her journal, or eating sushi. Teresa, I want to thank you for joining me this hour.
Thanks, Sherry. I'm excited to be here. It's really an honor to be here, and I love this topic. It's something that we all need to talk about.
I know, especially like I was saying before, this economy, so many people are doing it, whether they're transitioning from one career to the next or one position to the next, or they're doing it as a supplement to their full-time income. This is such an important topic, and Teresa and I are actually from the same state of Virginia, so a fellow Virginian. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, I was excited to hear you were so close.
I know. My husband and myself, when we first moved to Virginia, we actually lived in Newport News, Virginia, which is not that far from where you are. We moved to Prince William County after we were there a year. We've been here ever since. So Yeah.
I did the opposite. I was up there in the early 90s and outside of D.C. and then I moved this way.
Oh, wow. Well, either way, it's a beautiful area there or here. Virginia is just beautiful, especially this time of the year with the leaves turning, and it's an awesome place to live. But, and you have three children.
I do.
And,
yes.
How old are your kids?
My children are 8, 10, and 12, so we are kind of between diapers and driver's license.
I understand that. I have a 16-year-old and a 9-year-old, so I'm in the same boat. But I was so excited. I saw your organization mentioned on another blog that promotes Christian businesses, and I said that sounds interesting because you were having a tele seminar, and I joined that. And I learned so much from that, and I said I have to have her on the show because you had such insight and such information. So one of the things I wanted to ask you is about your story and how you came to be a mompreneur and founder of the International Christian Mompreneur Network.
Okay, well, I want to share that story. I want to first address something that you mentioned earlier about the economy, and what I think is really interesting is, you know, a lot, you know, when people hear the word mompreneur, it's kind of like a joke. Mm-hmm. You know, people are like, what is that, you know? And you know, a lot of women, yes, they are deciding to open a business from home because they need the money, right? And you know, that's great. They want to supplement their family income, or their, you know, the economy has made it a necessity for them. But I want to tell you that that is only really a fraction of the women that I work with in the International Christian Mompreneur Network, because so many more of the women are running a business because they're called to do so, because they're given a gift and they want to serve other people. However, their family comes first. So they are either, like you mentioned earlier, transitioning from, you know, this high-powered, you know, job. I've got, you know, clients who have six-figure jobs or you know, they're lawyers and they're consultants and they're physicians, and they are burned out with the lifestyle, and they've got 2, 3, 4 little children, and they have to take that leap of faith because they know they're being called to do something that brings them back home, something that gives them that freedom and flexibility to be with their family more. And so it's really not the economy for them. It's the lifestyle that they're looking for and the priority shift. I love seeing that.
It's funny you said that, because myself, I began working from home, even though I have had a business on this, you know, as a part-time basis for years. I transitioned to working from home October 1 last year. Mm-hmm. And it was for that very reason, because I was commuting, and Northern Virginia is absolutely crazy with commuting, and then you work 8 hours and you commute home, and you're always on the move, on the go, busy. And I just got tired of it. And I said, it's got to be a better way. So my husband and I discussed it, and we said, okay, we're going to figure this thing out. We're going to figure out how to, you know, budget and live on, you know, less, really. And, well, to begin with, of course, we want to transition and make eventually more. But in the beginning, you know, we had to really make some adjustments. But that was my motivation as well. It's funny that you said that. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's really for me, it was very reassuring to meet all these other women. So when I started the International Christian Mompreneur Network, and I thought, well, am I going to get like a bunch of women who are in like a MLM, you know, company selling, you know, network marketing kind of stuff, you know, just because they want to have extra change and, you know, are looking for, you know, vacation money or money for new clothes for the kids or whatever, which is all great and fine, but that's not the life I led. And I was hoping and praying that there were other women like me. And sure enough, there were. There were other women who were really just building their business around their faith and doing it because they wanted to be with their children more. And it was just, I mean, if I could tell you about these women, it's so yeah. inspirational what they do.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm definitely one of
yeah.
them. And when I saw your organization, I just said, I was just reading some of the things that, you know, you send out emails for, you know, they're very inspirational. But I felt a connection because I'm like, finally, there's someone out there who understands what I'm going through. Because sometimes, you know, I speak to my husband and other business owners, but they're not all moms, and they don't know the challenge we face as having a home-based business and being a mother. And
right.
to see your organization, I was like, finally, this is what I'm going through, and you have real solutions to what I'm going through. So I was very inspired by that.
Wow.
And
yeah,
Christian
that is
as
really
well.
Good to hear.
Yes, and Christian as well. So it was like all wrapped up into one package. So I appreciate you being there and being a resource for people, moms like me who are business owners and also Christians and also moms, and how you address the challenges we can face being all three.
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a unique situation.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you how I got started. You want me to tell you a little bit about my story, or are we ready for a break?
Sure. You can tell me about you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I like to say that I was a mompreneur before I was even a mom, because in my own mind, the reason that anyone would choose to be a mompreneur is because we want to run a business that puts our family first, right? So.
Yeah.
When I made that move from Northern Virginia down to I'm in Virginia Beach, it was when I got married. It was 94, and I was young, and my husband worked for the military, for the government, and here we were in Virginia Beach. I had no family, no friends, and a bunch of his friends, which were a bunch of guys in the Navy, and I was completely lost. I had quit, my job. I had dropped out of grad school. I had left everything that I had been building, all of my friends in D.C., and came down to Virginia Beach, and I was looking for a job. And in the meantime, my old employer had me doing some project work, some freelance writing, so I didn't feel that pressure to get a job right away. And I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. I can earn money sitting at home in my pajamas writing, annual reports for my old boss. And then as I started looking for jobs, I started telling people, well, if you don't have any positions open right now, I'm also available to do freelance work. Well, the phone ran off the hook, and I found myself getting project after project after project. And I got some job offers, and I had to sit down with my husband. I said, well, I don't really know what to do. I mean, this is great. Like, I love this work. I get to do what I want to do. I work with interesting people. I have more than one client, so it's a lot of fun. And and I'm like, but I don't know if it'll last forever. And here's the thing. He worked shift work. So he went to work every day from, I forget what he was working, 3 to 11 or something like that, 2 to 11.
Wow.
And if I'd had a 9-to-5 job, we never would have seen each other. So even though I didn't realize it, I was putting my family first when I said, you know what, this is going to be better for us, and we're going to take a leap of faith, because I had never, and I had no support system at all. And I remember I got, my very first computer, and he hooked me up, and I don't know, it was like $3,000 or something like that on a credit card, and I thought that was the, biggest, craziest jump that I ever could possibly make. And then, we got the business license. We said, we're gonna do this thing, and I never looked back.
And I'm sure that was tempting to, when you had those job offers, to say, maybe I should take it, but you decided, like you said, you made a decision with your spouse to put your family first and really to have that home-based business.
Yeah.
Because it's tempting, that job.
It is. That security is tempting. And I will tell you that it didn't feel like there was something in my gut that just said, you know what, I don't want to drive 45. I had just come from D.C. I don't want to drive 45 minutes to work every day. I don't want to wear pantyhose.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
but then I thought, well, am I being, spoiled and entitled to say that I don't have to do that? And the same thing happened to me, you know, I'll kind of fast forward a little bit, 3 babies in 5 years, I ended up with 1 major client that was my only client I could handle while I was, you know, nursing and having babies and all that stuff. So I ended up having for about 15 years the same client, and they were my only client for about 7 years. And when the economy took a big nosedive in 2009, whenever that was, 2008, my contract ended, and all of a sudden I was faced with starting over to build my business. And again, I didn't even interview for jobs, but I got 3 job offers. And, you know, we needed the money, and I really was tempted to take it. My husband said, no, you're not doing that. We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
And you have, obviously.
Yeah.
You're here right now.
That's exactly. Go ahead.
Definitely a leap of faith. But right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sound of Trust in Jesus by Third Day. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
For every single word that
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I have as my special guest this hour, Teresa Sinicola. She is the president and founder of the International Christian Mompreneur Network, and we're talking about how to build a home business on a budget. This is such a relevant topic right now. And last segment, Teresa was talking about a little bit about herself, her story, and how she became a mompreneur and the founder of the International Christian Mompreneur Network. And another thing I wanted to ask you, Teresa, is what are, and we kind of mentioned it, touched on it last segment as well, but what are some of the challenges of running a business and raising a family at the same time, and how do you overcome those challenges? This is a question for me, too.
Yeah, and this is a great question. And to be honest, the challenges are not necessarily unique to moms or Christians or even entrepreneurs, but when you kind of combine those three elements in one, these are like the threads that hold us together, is that we have these same challenges and we can support each other through them. But I, from experiencing this myself and working with lots and lots of women, I've kind of been able to categorize the challenges into what I call the trinity of challenges. And they are guilt. Yeah, I know. Aren't I clever?
Yeah, I like that.
And where do you get a load of the acronym here? It's guilt, overwhelm, and darkness.
Mm.
And so we've kind of touched a little bit on these, but but you know, the guilt is just the age old, you know, the mommy guilt thing going on. So we feel guilty because we're not able to either keep up the appearance of being a full-time professional, climbing the corporate ladder, or, yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny to us because we are out of that world, but it's a very real thing when you're in that world, right? And so you feel guilty like you're not going to be seen as a professional or you're not doing enough, and then they feel guilty when you're not with your kids. You know that they're only going to be young for so long, you don't want to miss a single thing, and you feel like, you know, you have to be, you know, glued at the hip for 18 years, which, you know, we all know. Get over that at about 2 months. But, but you know, the guilt is, a continual issue. It's a continual challenge. And I think when you add the Christian element on top of that is, you know, love, love, love our faith and love our religion. But, you know, there is a lot of, you know, a lot of rules and regulations and a lot of ways in which we throw guilt upon ourselves. And, you know, guilt around money, guilt around, you know, am I honoring my husband by doing this? Am I, you know, being greedy? I mean, there's just so many things. If we let ourselves fester in guilt, it would be super easy to do, right?
Yes, it would be. The expectations we put on ourselves, I think, more so sometimes in other people, how we, I don't know, sometimes I get caught up in how people perceive me, especially because I am a home-based business, and people say things like, you know, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, well, I'm a business owner, and I work from home. So, and it's just that, I don't know, I get concerned about the perception of other people too much sometimes, I think. And also the guilt comes in there, too. As a mom, you want to think you're doing all the right things all the time, which is unrealistic, but you still have that thing in you that says you're supposed to be the best mom and the perfect mom sometimes.
Right. And I think the answer to the whole issue of guilt, I mean, is all about being very clear. Because, you know, let's face it, if you were sitting down with a cup of tea and Jesus Christ was sitting down across the table from you and saying, you know, Sherry, this is what I want for you to do. This is what I want your life to look like. And this is what I want you to do every day. Right. Are you going to feel guilty about anything when you're doing what he tells you to do?
No.
Right. So, you know, wherever you pull your clarity, and for, you know, for me, it's my faith. And it's also very much about my husband and what he, you know, what we decide as a couple. And what my children are going through. There are times when they don't seem to need me as much. And there are times when, I mean, they really need me. And it's funny because I know you understand this, having a 9-year-old and a 15, 16-year-old. mm-hmm. as they get older, you know, that they may not need you to, you know, get their clothes out for them or feed them or even pack their lunch or make their dinner. They need your connection. They need your mind and your spirit. Like, they just need to be with you and spend time with you. And, you know, for my oldest, you know, it may take him a good long time to get out what he needs to get out. And if he needs me at 3:30 when he gets home or 4 o'clock, I've got to be here. And I've got to be ready to walk away from the computer and sit with him and be 100% focused and present with him.
Not thinking about the email, answering emails and all that. That's true.
It's very different from when they're little because, you know, like I said, I did this when they're little. And I can't even tell you how many conference calls I did while I was nursing a baby.
Wow.
He needed me then, but it was a different kind of need.
It is. And as they get older, sometimes we forget. I forget sometimes, especially when you have teenagers, that you think they don't need you as much, but they really do. They just, like you said, they need you in a different way. And my oldest last year when I started working from home, she even said, why did you wait so long? And I was like, great, at least I'm doing it now, you know.
But she
loved the fact that I was, and I didn't think much about her enjoying me working from home. I was thinking more so the little one, but she even expressed how happy she was that I was working from home now. So that made me feel, it motivates me to want to keep doing that, even with the challenges, you know, that we face.
Yeah. Well, and I think when we keep that positive feedback and the clarity about our purpose of why we're doing this, if we keep that in mind, and the way that I do that is in writing. I either have a vision board up or I've got an intention card written. I mean, I'm very, very clear about why I do this. And, and you know, that helps me not feel guilty about it. So, you know, I set boundaries, and I'm very clear when I communicate with my children. I'll say, look, I can, you know, be your Girl Scout leader, and we can go on trips together, and I can talk to my son and say, I will do, you know, I will lead your Destination Imagination team, and I will do these things, and I will be, you know, the leader of your youth group at church. But I can't come and have lunch with you during the day at school.
Right.
I can't volunteer to go on field trips with your class. I can't, you know, and I just set those boundaries, and then I don't have to feel guilty every time something comes up that I can't be at. And the same thing happens with the clients. You know, you tell the clients, you know, look, I'm going to get things done for you. I'm going to turn them around on time. I do check my emails at night. I will be working. If you ever need me, you can, you know, count on me. But I can't work from 3:30 to, you know, 5:30 or whatever it is. And it's just a matter of being clear.
That's true. Wow. So you said the trinity of challenges, the guilt. Okay.
Yes. Guilt is the first one. And then we move on to our favorite, which is overwhelm.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, that pretty much describes everyone's life, especially this time of year.
Yes,
And to be honest, the best thing that I have done and seen my clients do to conquer the overwhelm is just to be more realistic. And, you know, like you said, we're so concerned about other people's perceptions that we say yes to things that we need to be saying no to, and we try and take on too many things. We forget to nurture ourselves, you know, to get enough sleep, to get exercise, to read a book, to laugh, to do, you know, go on a date with our husband. We think that stuff will happen, you know, once we get everything else done, and it doesn't, does it?
It doesn't. I can't remember the last time I went on a date with my husband. I need to do, we keep talking about it, but it rarely happens. And you really need that to recharge yourself. Yeah.
You do. You just, that's your assignment today.
Okay.
You can give me an assignment, and your assignment will be to go and schedule a date with your husband, because it's so important that we do that. And, you know, there is a lot of blessings in being your own boss, but there's, you know, there's also nobody there to tell you when to stop working.
Okay.
So I think it's really important, and that's one of the things that if you surround yourself with the support of other mom entrepreneurs who can see that in you and can say, you know what, Sherry, I think you need to take the day off.
Right.
I think, you know, that really helps. And that's one of the things I put in place with the programs that I work the women I work with in my programs is they all have an accountability partner. So in the sisterhood, you know, you pick an accountability partner. It works the same way it would if you were in Weight Watchers or anything else where you would need to have somebody hold you accountable. And the idea is just, you know, I'm going to tell this woman what I want to accomplish this week. And not like, you know, the things that are already on my calendar, like I know I'm going to go to the dentist and I know I'm going to have this appointment with the client. The things that I know if I don't say out loud to somebody else, that I'm likely not to do them, right? And, you know, with my partner, you know, if I tell her I'm going to write this series of emails or I'm going to, you know, outline a chapter in my book or I'm going to do whatever, and I get on the phone with her and I haven't done it, boy, do I feel, you know, really crummy. So it's motivation for me.
You do need that accountability. I have that when I work with people with their finances. That's one of the things. After you create the plan, you have a follow up. You know, a couple times a month, I follow up with them with phone calls and say, you know, where are you? And if they're off track, you know, kind of get them back on track and see, you know, implement strategies to get them back on track or whatever it is they need. So accountability is so important, especially like you said, when you are a home based business. So definitely a good thing. So the third Trinity,
the third part of the Trinity challenges. We talked about it a little bit. It's darkness, and that's the isolation that comes, especially when you work from home. But even if it's not a physical, you know, isolation, it's that feeling of not fitting in, that you don't really have those full-time working women that you're having lunch with every day, and then the stay-at-home moms in your neighborhood are wondering why you can't, you know, come out for coffee at 10:30.
Right.
Yeah, so you just kind of feel all alone, and, you know, that's a no-brainer right there. You need to have faith, you need to have an open line upstairs, and you need to find other people, other women or, you know, men, other people that you can rely on and trust to support you and seek out that support and invest in your own, you know, growth and learning, because you will stay stuck all there by yourself if you don't.
It is interesting because as a home-based business and being a mom, you're kind of in between because you are working, but at the same time you're working from home. And it's like you're not a stay-at-home mom. You're not a work outside of the home mom. So it's like you're in limbo. You don't, you know, it's hard to find other women that face the same things you're facing. And you do sometimes feel like you're all alone, especially when you're at home and the kids are in school and your husband's at work. And it gets kind of quiet and lonely sometimes.
It does. And it's, you know, it's interesting because we're not alone. There's a lot of women doing just what we do.
That's true. Yeah. That's why I loved finding this organization, International Christian Mompreneur Network, because I didn't think there were a lot of people like me. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, thank goodness. There is a network. There is a support system that I can turn to so that if I'm, you know, going through something or if I have some sort of challenge or if I want to share something positive that happened in my business and I can help someone else, I can do that.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
This boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The way they keep on taking
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I have with me as a special guest, Ms. Teresa Sinicola. She is the president and founder of the International Christian Mompreneur Network, and we're talking about how to build a home business on a budget. And last segment, we were talking about the trinity of challenges, as Teresa calls them, guilt, overwhelm, and darkness. And she kind of gave us some tips of how to overcome those challenges. One of the things that I, as a member of the International Christian Mompreneur Network, that I thought was amazing when I joined, is that you get all these awesome things. You get the, she calls it the Christian Mompreneur Toolkit, and I love the ebook, The 10 Commandments of a Mompreneur, Teresa. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And it was just really great, the tips that you give, and you can apply every day of your business. So I thought that was really cool. You have all the your audio series. There's so many things you can that you get just by joining, and there's no cost to join. So that's
The membership is free, and that's because, you know, not everybody needs to buy something right now, right? Some of them just,
exactly.
You know, they just need the support and the training and the knowledge that they're not alone. So, hey, come on over. That's what we're here for. So,
exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you can find us at icmnetwork.com, and that's ICM for International Christian Mompreneur and Network. So icmnetwork.com, and just enter your name and email, and you'll get my lovely little poster, which my graphic designer, who's so beautiful and talented and a Christian mompreneur, created for me. Yeah. So
awesome. And then the I don't know if you have any teleseminars coming up, but I thoroughly enjoyed the one I was on. But I guess I can learn about that when they join, or is that a separate thing?
I can. I actually I don't have a teleseminar coming up, but I have you know, I have those every few months. We have one in a lot. I think what I'm planning on doing in the next couple of days is releasing that audio from the teleseminar. If you were on the recent one that I did on how to give your business a little TLC so it can give you some ROI, is that the one?
Yes, okay. I was on that call. Yep.
Well, I've got to get my assistant to dig that out, and I'm going to release that. So I'll send you an email and let you know when that comes out.
Oh, awesome. And I can share with everybody how they can listen to that, because it was amazing. One of the things I wanted to ask you, too, is what are some creative ways that you have found that mompreneurs are able to save money when they're getting started or running a business? How can they save money when they decide they want to start that home-based business?
Okay. Well, this is a great question. Because a lot of my moms will come to me and, you know, they don't have any money. You know, they're trying to grow a business and they don't have any budget. And, you know, I will say in all honesty that, you know, it's not really realistic to have zero budget. You know, there are a lot of low, you know, there are some free tools out there and you can do a lot of things on a small budget. But you do have to have, you know, and we'll talk about that too, but you have to have some kind of budget. But you don't have to do some of the things that we, you know, kind of programmed to think that we need. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the moms can be very creative. One of the things is just in terms of limiting your expenses, you know, you're going to work from home, right?
Right.
If you can. You know, there's personal trainers, massage therapists that, you know, they don't want to work from home. They want to be, you know, outside the home and meet with their clients in a gym or a studio or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have an art gallery. There are a lot of different reasons why you wouldn't want to work in the home. But don't let vanity be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, you know, if you are hung up on having an office because it looks good to have an office, then you're wasting your money, because you can so easily rent a meeting space. And, you know, a lot of the larger towns, some of the smaller towns don't have that, but you can rent, you know, a suite with a meeting space in a hotel room if you needed to, right? You can go to a church and rent a conference room in there. I mean, there's just so many ways that you need a library. You don't need an office space if you're in a business like I am, you know. And a lot of people feel like they do, you know, especially if they're, let's say, they're a lawyer and they're, you know, used to having, you know, the fancy high-rise office, and then they feel like, well, I need to have an office space, right? You don't.
Yes.
You can, you know, you can do that, and you can even have an employee, depending on what your, you know, if there's a homeowner's regulation or some, you know, city code against it, you know, you can't do that. But one of my clients who runs, you know, $1 million business, for years she worked out of her basement, and she did a beautiful job, and she had two employees coming in every single day working from her basement. And you know, it became a little bit of a challenge, and there was a time when she needed, you know, the physical space to move out of the office, but she doesn't hardly ever have clients come to her office, and she just didn't need it. And, well, that's how she was able to be a million-dollar company. Not the only reason, but that same mentality went, you know, throughout every decision she made.
And that's the thing, too, is she waited until it was necessary for her business. She didn't just jump into getting an office because of perception, again, because you think people aren't going to take you seriously if you don't have a physical office.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And I know a young lady. Oh, I'm sorry, interrupting you.
No, go ahead.
But I know a young lady, like you were saying, she's an attorney, and she works from home. She has small children as well, and she what does she do? She goes over legal documents. She edits legal documents as a consultant So she's an attorney and she works from home. So there's so many things that you can do from your home. You know, if the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I mean, there really are. And, you know, a lot of people worry about, we get blocked. We get blocked by this issue of, you know, do I want to give out my home address and my home phone number?
Mm-hmm.
And all of that stuff can be worked through, you know?
Right.
And you can get a Google Voice phone number is free, and you can forward it to your phone, and nobody needs to know what your phone number is. You can get a PO box, you know, or a UPS store box, and heck, that'll give you the reason to get out of your pajamas and go and pick up your mail every once in a while, right?
Right,
be social.
Exactly.
And, you know, people worry, I'll never get anything done with my kids at home. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I've got three kids, and my husband's not home right now. My three kids are in this house somewhere, and they are not bothering me, and they know because it's just a matter of, I'm not trying to say that like my kids are well-behaved and nobody else's are. I'm saying that it's a matter of expectation. Like, they just know, mom is working, mom is on the phone. You cannot go in there unless somebody's bleeding or the house is on fire.
But that's good, though, and they're young, and they know that. That's amazing because, I don't know, my kids maybe not. Well, my kids are older now, but, you know, that's amazing that they know that when you're working, you're working, and they respect that. That's
well,
really
and
good.
I think that any child can be taught that. In fact, one of my, and mine have always seen this, you know, that they grew up this way, you know.
Yeah.
Andrew was, you know, 2 weeks old, and he's sitting in the bouncy seat in my office while I'm trying to work on the computer. And so they knew this from the very beginning, and maybe that's why it was easier. But one of my clients, she doesn't have a physical office space, so... And you know, here's a tip for moms who don't have that, because sometimes you're, you know, a small space and you're working off your laptop on the kitchen table, right? And so the kids don't know when you're working and not working. And she had little ones, so she would wear a pink baseball cap when she was working, and she would take it off when she wasn't. And it became like a symbol, and they understood, oh, mommy's got the hat on, can't talk to her now, she's working. And then, you know, she would take it off. And, there, I mean, you can work around all of these things, but the important thing is not to let those issues cause you to spend more money than you need to.
Wow. So work from home. Don't jump into getting a home office. I mean, a physical office right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way.
And, you know, child care. A lot of people will say, well, I won't get any work done with my kids around the house, and if I'm going to be paying, I don't want to stay home, okay, so I don't want to stay home and work so that I have to take my kids and put them in a daycare, right? Because number one, it's not just the money thing, it's the whole point of, well, if I want to be home to be with my kids, I'm not going to send them off to go to daycare so I can work.
Right.
And, you know, this is the whole, you know, this is a big old debate as to, you know, what you do with your kids for childcare, but... The reality is that you do need to have dedicated work time. That I don't care what you're trying, what kind of business you're trying to grow, you can't do it, you know, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. every day when the kids are sleeping, because you will burn out, right?
Right.
And, you know, we've all tried it. It doesn't work. And so...
No.
You've got to carve out, even if it's only an hour a day, 2 hours a day, you know, 2 hours a week, whatever it is that you need, you know, whatever pace you want to grow, you need to have uninterrupted time. You can't just kind of squeeze it in 10 minutes here and whenever, you know, the baby's sleeping. And so get creative. Do a childcare, you know, swap with a neighbor. If you, you know, if you want to work on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you take her kids on Monday, Wednesday, Friday and let her take yours. And,
that's a good idea.
You know, it doesn't have to be expensive, and it can be fun. I mean, the kids can look forward to that.
Like a play date for them, and also you get some work done.
right. And I'm sure the other mom would love time whether she works or not. Like, I mean, she can clean her house in peace.
Yes, because they're occupied with the other child.
Right.
You can get work done. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, very good.
And then, you know, just other ways to limit your expenses is there just are so many free tools out there. There really are. Just, you know, you don't have to invest a whole lot, and depending on what your business is, if you've got internet access and a cell phone, you're good to go. And it's
exactly.
tempting to subscribe to this and to pay for that, and somebody says I need this CRM, and somebody else says that I need to join this group or whatever. It can all just add up, right?
Yeah. It can. And like you said, being a home-based business, you have to have some sort of budget, but it doesn't have to be in the traditional sense. You can tweak here and there as long as, and you can use those things that could be challenges, and you can overcome them and have, alternate ways to kind of overcome those things and just get started with your home-based business. And also seek the resources of organizations like yours so that if we need help, if we have questions, that there's some organization out there who can help us when we have these challenges or questions in our home-based business. So that's awesome.
Right
now, I want to take a quick break. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of You Lead by Jamie Grace. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Got waves that are tossing me, crashing all over my belief, and in all sincerity, Lord, I want to be yours, so pull me out of this mess I'm in, cause I know I'm wandering, leave my soul back home again, I've always been yours, and this world may push, may pull, but your love will never fail. As a girl, I made my choice. There is no other way for me. I'm devoted to you. Oh, you're my peace on the heavy days. You're the warmth of an autumn blaze. Your love carries me away, and it's never too soon. No.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I'm excited to have with me this hour Miss Teresa Sinicola. She is the president and founder of the International Christian Mompreneur Network, and we've been talking about how to build a home business on a budget. And she gave us so many great tips. She kind of told us her story. She told us about the trinity of challenges. And last segment, we talked about she talked about creative ways of how moms can start home-based businesses. So that was so much awesome information. And Teresa, one of the things I want to ask you as well is, where do you think mom entrepreneurs and home-based business owners really need to invest their resources?
Good question. And this is where we need to have a little bit of a budget, right?
Yes, budget is very, very important.
Yes, yes. So I think probably one of the biggest things that we need to do is invest in our website. And for some of that, some of us, we try and do things ourselves. We want to save money. We want to do our own website ourselves. And you can. And, I certainly
I've been
built,
there.
Right. I've built a couple of websites myself. But, if you look at it in this regard, if you're not in the business of building websites and you are trying to do that while you're trying to build your business to save a few dollars, then all of the time that you're spending, getting frustrated trying to learn HTML code or wondering why on earth you're looking at an HTML code but you don't know what it means,
right.
And, even if you're in WordPress and you're all of a sudden realizing something's not working, it is, days and weeks and just months of frustration where you could literally pick up the phone, hire a virtual assistant, and have somebody do that for you, for $40 an hour, and they'll be done in a few hours. And so what you've done is you've freed up your time to do what, when we were having that cup of tea with Jesus and he told you he wanted you to be doing your business, he did not want you building a website, right? But you know what? He was having a cup of tea with somebody else telling them, I want you building websites because you're really good at it. So if you're trying to do that yourself and it's not your calling, you're taking away that opportunity from some other woman who is really good at it.
And I find, too, when I try to do things that are outside of my lane, and I waste a whole lot of time, you're actually wasting money as well, because you could be working on your business, trying to retain clients or working on your current client's project, and you're spending all this time on something you could give over to someone else, when you're really wasting a lot of time and money.
Right, right. And so I feel like, it's worth it to find somebody that you can trust, that does a good job, that can do it quickly. Yeah. And, it doesn't have to be a fancy one or an expensive one. I will say that investing in graphics and getting a good graphic designer, even if you're having like a template WordPress website, one of the themes, that even if it's a free theme, if you lay on top of it really nice graphics that are designed with your target audience in mind, then that makes a world of difference. And it makes your business appear head and shoulders above other companies. And what's beautiful about the internet is that you can compete with a large corporation filled with people who do the same thing that you do. And you can look just as professional as they do on the web.
Right. Right. And also with professional websites, since I transitioned to a more professional website maybe, 6 months ago, from the one I spent hours creating that wasn't really that great. But
I did this too.
But I found people have reached me because it's something about when they, I don't know, call it keywords or whatever, but people have found me just by Googling certain things. Whereas when I did my own website, nobody found me. But I've gotten so many people contact me because they said, I just Googled this or this, and you came up in the search. So, it could mean a definite boost in your business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. WordPress makes it super easy to do that, search engine optimization. And if you have somebody that can set it up for you and then invest in the training, like say I want 2 hours of your time to train me on how I can do what I'm going to do. So that's like adding a blog post and, you know, adding an image and changing this. So I want 2 hours of your time when you're finished setting up my website. I want you to train me on that. And that's what I recommend for all of my clients when they come to me and they need a new website. And that's a service that we offer here at the International Christian Mompreneur Network. And I have my designers or my VAs spend time with the client and saying, look, this is what you're able to do on your own. Let's train you to do it so you don't have to come back to us and pay us to do it when you can do it yourself, right?
Oh, wow. So if someone wants a website designed, they can come to your organization?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's not visible. It's not up on our website yet because I don't have enough staff to be able to accommodate a lot of requests at right now. So I'm growing that team. But yes, and they can get their website, and I always, always, always have somebody train them so that they understand what they can do and what they would need to come back to our designers to do.
Oh, that's awesome. So a website is definitely a need. I agree.
Yes, it is. And so, go right up front, go ahead and invest in that. Yeah, another thing that you may want to invest in pretty quickly, depending on your skill level, and, Sherry, this might not be something you invest in, but for me, bookkeeping.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is not my favorite thing, and I would probably spend 2 days doing something my bookkeeper can do in 2 hours, and like you said, I would be wasting my time, which is wasting my money, and then I would be miserable, too, because I would just be in a bad mood because I'm not good at it.
Right. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do bookkeeping as well for businesses, and again, I do it virtually. I do it from my computer because all the information I need is either via telephone or email or fax. So it's very convenient. So yeah, a lot of companies, people just don't like the numbers. They don't like bookkeeping. So it is a good thing to hand it over to somebody who is an expertise in that area. So for sure.
Yep. Awesome. And my last thing that I want to mention to invest in and spend your money on is getting your legal foundation in place. And, depending on what your business is, it's just a matter of setting up your business entity with the proper entity structure. It's an LLC or, sole proprietor or a corporation, whatever you and your lawyer decide. But getting that set up properly and then depending on what you're doing, going through that necessary step of trademarking. Is important to do because you don't want to be, I have a client that is 8 years into her business and very, very well established. She's got a lot of equity in her brand and she cannot trademark it. Somebody else has got something similar and she is faced with having to rebrand without really wanting to.
Wow, that's true because especially when you begin, you're an author and you begin to write a material, that's copyright, though, but also with your name, whatever the name of your business is, the Money Mom, like me, you want to definitely trademark, your name so nobody can take that from you. Wow. So definitely look into, is it Patent Trademark Office, I guess? Their website is a place to, is a resource.
And you can just search and see if somebody else has that, or you can, hire one of these companies to go in and do that search for you.
Definitely.
Sometimes we start our businesses accidentally or as a side business or as a hobby, and we just name it whatever we want to name it, and then we're 2 years into it and we realize, that it's a real business. And at that point, we haven't done any of this business. We haven't done any of this trademarking stuff. If you're pretty sure you're going to go that direction, you ought to look at trademarking if you need to in your industry.
Awesome. So those are the needs: website, bookkeeping, and your legal foundation. Whether you want to be a sole proprietor, LLC, corporation, and definitely look into the trademarking of your brand. It's so important, so you don't lose it. You don't have to alter it if you love it and people know you as that, you definitely want to look into trademarking your brand and all that. So, awesome. Well, Teresa, you have given us so much information in this hour. It's so much information that we actually went over an hour.
I know. Sorry about that.
No, it was awesome. It was all great. People listen and they want more, and they want the more information they get, the better they feel. So I'm so glad you gave the information you gave. It's so beneficial, I know, to the listeners, but also to me as well. So one of the things I want to ask you, too, is if people listen, because most people listen to this as a podcast, as an archive download,
mm-hmm.
if they want, they listen to this broadcast, and they say, you gave so much great information, but I have some more questions. Where can listeners learn more about you, and how can they stay in touch with you?
I think the best way to do that is to do just what you did, Sherry, is join the free membership over at the Sister or the Christian Mompreneur Network. And you can find us again at icmnetwork.com. That's I for International, C for Christian, and M for Mompreneur, icmnetwork.com. And I will let you know that we've talked a little bit about our sisterhood program, the membership group for the women that want to have direct access to me and to talk with one another in a private forum and that kind of thing. We're having a little Black Friday sale. If you hop on over there and get on the list, you'll get an email about a half-price membership on the Sisterhood of Christian Mompreneurs from Black Friday through Cyber Monday.
wow.
So there you go. You can invest in your business over the shopping frenzy this weekend.
I'm always excited to get a discount because I'm the money mom and I'm all about saving money. So that's awesome.
Yep.
So if I go to icmnetwork.com, I can find out more information about that.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I haven't announced it on the website yet, but if you go to the if you go to let me give you the code. If you go to ICM Sisterhood, I think it's ICM. Wait, hold on. Yeah, it's icmsisterhood.com, and you want to enter the code thankful, and you'll get a half price.
Thankful. Wow. We're getting a heads up before it's even on the website.
Yeah, and if I do my job properly, you'll see it on the website tomorrow and on Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff. But it's not.
But again, you have your team working with you. You're not trying to get in there. Do the stuff.
Oh, no. Jackie and Kelly, and Sue, I couldn't do it without them. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. So if you want to reach Teresa after the show, you can do so. You can go to www.icmnetwork.com. And if you want to have that that Black Friday special, you want to go to icmsisterhood.com and enter the code thankful. And Teresa, I want to just thank you for joining me this hour. I'm thankful for you just coming on and sharing with the listeners this hour. So thank you again.
Well, you are welcome. I enjoyed every minute.
Oh, awesome. We'll have to have you on again sometime talking about home businesses for Christian moms. So.
Excellent. I would love to. Thanks, Sherry.
Or another topic of your choice. Anything that's relevant.
I'm sure we could have a lot to talk about. We've got a lot in common.
yes, definitely. And for those listening, my next show will be next Tuesday, November 27th. My guest will be speaker and author Lisa Kratz Thomas, and she'll discuss her account of survival from a life of alcohol and cocaine addiction, which has become a rallying point for all who believe in extending that hope to even the most disenfranchised members of society. So I'm excited about that show as well. It's going to be From Addiction to Hope. And remember, you can listen to my live show every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. online at blogtalkradio.com/themoneymom. And if you miss my live shows, don't worry. You can listen to my past shows at themoneymom.org. This is Sherry Gray, The Money Mom, and I'll see you next time.
I lost my keys in the great unknown, and call me please, 'cause I can't find my phone. This is the stuff that drives me crazy. This is the stuff that's getting to me lately in the middle of my little
This is the stuff.